This morning I'd like to share a few words about our gospel reading for today. It comes from Luke chapter 2, beginning with verse 25 and reads through 38. There was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to Israel's consolation, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he saw the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, he entered the kingdom or the temple complex, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him up in his arms and praised God and said, "Now, Master, you can dismiss your slave in peace as you promised. For my eyes have seen your salvation. You have prepared it in the presence of all peoples, a light for the revelation of the Gentiles, and the glory to your people Israel." His father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and told his mother Mary, "Indeed, this child is destined to cause the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed. And the sword will pierce your own soul, that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed." There was also a prophetess, Anna, a daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was well along in years, having lived with her husband 7 years after their marriage, and was a widow for 84 years. She did not leave the temple complex, serving God night and day with fasting and prayers. At that very moment, she came up and began to thank God and to speak about him to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. That's our text. I don't know about you, but if I'm watching a television program and it's getting close to the end, and you're hoping that before the next program begins, they finally solve the problem. And then all of a sudden, a black screen appears, "To be continued." You're building up to the climax and, "Oh!" There are times that I, "Oh!" But then after I cool off a little bit, then I understand the plot has already developed, but the climax is yet to come. Now, in our text, I think we can summarize Luke 2, the section between 21 and 38, as sort of a "to be continued." Not in the frustrating kind of way, but in a positive way. I talked a little earlier about Christmas, and a lot of times Christmas is packed away sometime this week, if not already. And you know, it should be that the nativity set should remain somewhere in our house all year long, because it's a signal of the "to be continued." But far too often, we forget Christmas by the time New Year's arrives. In fact, I was just catching the news and weather this morning before I left home. And there it was, preparing for Christmas Eve parties, or New Year's Eve parties. Now, you may be different than me, but I could really care less. I'm old for one reason, but I've never been interested in... There's a lot of things that I haven't been interested in, actually. But that's one of them. I'm not a party person. I can go there, I can help hold up the ceiling, and that's about all I do there. I think they used to call those wallflowers when they used to use wallpaper. But the celebration of Christmas is all packed into certainly commercialism, but even we as Christians often take Christmas for granted, except for the candlelight services and the songs we all know. But the impact of Christmas we often overlook. And this particular text helps us to peel back what we overlook and see in a fresh way. Because Christmas is not just simply a baby. Now, the world would like us to think that, because when I was growing up, the old saying was, children should be seen and not heard. It's more than just an old saying. But in the case of the Christ child, that's exactly the philosophy of the world today. Oh, he's cute. But ignore him and vanquish him to the closet. Not only in our own lives, but in the lives of our entire nation. Put him away for another year until we drag it out, check the lights, and decorate the house. Where is it to be continued? I think if the baby was all there was, why was there a second Christmas and a third Christmas and a Christmas ever since, if that's all there was? Stop and ask yourself that question. Simeon and Anna are more or less nobodies. They came out of nowhere, and that's where they went back to. All of a sudden, this man Simeon, and all we know about him is what's said in here. He was a devout and upright man. Probably a vintage citizen. I don't like to say senior. But same with Anna. We're not sure if she was 84 years old or if she was 84 years after her husband died, which would have made her 91. But what difference does that make? She was an elderly woman who was extremely devout and devoted to God and the promise and hope of a Messiah. That's all we know about her. And a few words that she said. I find it amazing that when God has something extremely important to say, he pulls out people in an ancestral list like Jabez, or insignificant socially and politically people that to the whole world. Well, who cares? But God does. And there's a reason for that. He gives the most insignificant people, and I count myself as one of those. Who knows, I live outside my family and apparently part of this congregation. And the number of congregations that I've served in the southeast Minnesota area, they know my name. But other than that, I don't make Fox News in the headlines. The president doesn't come to see me. That's probably a good thing. But to the world, I'm just a minion. And God uses minions. Thank God and praise his name that he does. Because it's for the minions, for the insignificant, for the poor, the people who really know they are sinners. Christ died for them. And that's why this is so significant. Because after this little story, you begin to see the to be continued. Not only in the words of Simeon and Anna, but in the next part of Luke's story. It's a little tiny glimpse of the childhood of Jesus when he was about 12 or 13 years old. They went for a trip on Pentecost to the temple in Jerusalem. And while they were there, they fulfilled all the requirements of the law, and Mary and Joseph and their other children started on their way home. Well, it was about a day out, and they started to wonder, where's Jesus? Well, they looked all over for him. Then they went back to Jerusalem, and they spent time in Jerusalem trying to figure out where this kid was. And you know where they found him? In the temple. And he was lecturing at what was known then as a seminary with the scribes and the people who were theologians of the day. And they were all scratching their heads and their mouths dropped open out of amazement at this young man's knowledge and insight. The story to be continued. Now, this is nothing new. When we go way back into the Old Testament, there's a reference almost constantly used for God. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Why did they always use that title? Because the story was to be continued. God was a living God, lived through Abraham's life and Isaac's life and Jacob's life and every life thereafter. God is a living God. He is to be continued. And I find it very amazing when we take the idea, the story, the significance of Christ's coming. Because we know, at least in part, the rest of the story, the to be continued. Christ came to die for our sins. We know that. He rose from the dead. We know that. And yet the story goes on. The fact that Jesus brings us salvation and the results of that salvation is to be continued. If it were just an historical event, then we would really be in trouble. But it's a story that was continued all the way back into the book of Genesis, chapter 3, beginning with verse 15. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and he will crush your head. He's speaking to the serpent. A story of the promise of the Messiah, of salvation, of God's love. And so Adam and Eve were going to have to wait. Well, yes and no. Because when you read continuously in chapter 3, you run across a verse or a verse and a half verses 20 and 21. God has sent them out of the garden. But because they had leaves for clothes, and you know how long they last, God made them clothes out of animal skins, durable goods. And then he sent them out. So he showed his compassion and his love for them, even in their fallen state. And it was almost immediately after he sent them out of the garden. Was that the end of the story? No. We go through Noah and the promise of salvation. And then Abraham, his descendants were going to be as plentiful as the sands of the ocean shore. That's a lot. And then the stars of the sky. You know, the stars that we see at night, their light left the star sometimes hundreds of thousands of years ago before we get to see the light. Isn't that amazing? The vastness of the universe, God created all of that. And they're talking about going to Mars. Well, great. Sign me up. I don't think so. It's going to take 7 years to get there. And they're asking for people who have no families. And there's a good reason for that. Can you imagine going there with your family? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? And then you go through David and his ancestors, the stem of Jesse, and the lineage of David brings us all the way through the prophets. The story is to be continued. And then you find the event, announced by angels to shepherds. And wise men were drawn to the Savior as well by a star. The story is continued. And then there's Christ's ministry and his life and his death and his resurrection to be continued. Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit on the disciples, the apostles. The story is to be continued. We see in the book of Acts the growth of the church and the expansion of Christianity all through the early church. The story is to be continued. Not to frustrate us, but to give us hope and life. Because you see, on our hearing of the gospel, we know there is a God who loves us and a Son that redeems us. And out of that forgiveness, we have faith. And the faith is to be continued. Because even Luther says in the definition of baptism, it's by daily repentance and contrition we daily drown the old man and allow the new man to arise, to be continued. And far too often we look upon our baptism as a historical event. And a lot of times in confirmation class, the kids ask me, well, why do we only get baptized once and we have to take communion constantly? Excuse me. Baptism is a one-time event, but the significance and the power of it continues throughout our life. If we don't grow beyond that event of being baptized, water placed on our body in some portion or totally, it doesn't make any difference, in the name of the triune God, that's just the beginning. To be continued. Because we are to grow in faith. You see, the story is not just a historical event, but a dynamic experience. Dynamis is a Greek word that we get our word dynamite from. It's explosive. It's powerful. One stick of that stuff, it's more than a cherry bomb, I can tell you that. And we were scared to death of those. But you see, the to be continued. What does that mean? Well, it means hope. Dynamic power to reshape our lives, to turn us around, to focus our life and our heart on God. The implication is that God comes into our gritty routine to redeem us. Those insignificant, sometimes maybe mentioned someplace, people, and changes into his sons and daughters. To be continued. Because once redemption takes place, and the Holy Spirit draws us into more of God's grace, then we've got something else to look forward to. Heaven. But we're not so focused on heaven that our lives sort of wane here. This sort of lumber along until, the judgment day comes. No. Once we arrive in heaven, we're going to be busy. The story continues. Well, how long is it going to continue? Forever. Well, how long is that? I don't know. But I know from my experience, it's got to be a long time. Forever never comes to an end. And so the story of salvation is always a story to be continued, not just in our world, but in our hearts and lives. And the event that sort of jars our memories of that is the coming of the Christ child. Christ is a constant companion in our life journey. Our life is always to be continued through the good times and the bad. Because on the other side is still more life. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you, God, are with me. So, as we ponder Christmas and it sort of fades on the calendar, let us remember that it never should fade from our lives, because it marks a time when we're reminded that our story with Jesus Christ is to be continued. Amen. Now may the peace of God that is above our understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.